Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's special 420 show improvisers are Anthony Tamalek, John Gabris, and Horatio Sands.
I wanna get high, but I never know why. Here comes the cop, I got to say goodbye for marijuana.
Marijuana. Marijuana.
Marijuana.
Marijuana.
I like marijuana, but you like marijuana. We like marijuana too.
Davis, what are you smoking?
I got a vape balloon full of THC designed purple plush.
You got the volcano, huh?
That's beautiful. That's nice. Yeah, my volcano's propping up one of my turtle's lights. I got everything I need. I got 12 pounds of flour, 8 pounds of sugar. I'm making fucking bread, ice cream. I'm getting high. I'm drinking. I'm hiding in my fucking house. I'm VRing. It's the best. This is the best thing that's ever happened in my life.
Holy shit. Welcome to Improv for Humans, 420 episode. Anthony's giving us the lowdown. Do you really have 8 pounds of sugar? That sounded very specific.
Yeah, I bought 8 pounds of sugar,
that's
12 pounds
lot.
Of flour,
where do you even
3 pounds
that
of
in
yeast.
New York?
Well, I have a house in Queens, so I got a pantry. I vacuum seal. A few tips I can give people: ball up crushed garlic and olive oil and freeze it. Take herbs, freeze them in olive oil, freeze chicken stock,
Wait,
freeze
why,
lime
why
and lemon
all
juice.
This stuff? Why am I freezing garlic?
Because you want to take fresh things that might go away if they shut down the supermarkets, which they probably do in the next 3 weeks. So
also I learned you can put herbs on a wet paper towel and roll it up, Ziploc bag, and it'll last like 6 months in the fridge.
That's
so
exactly right.
Your parsley, your mint, your rosemary rocking nice and strong.
There we go, Gabris. There we go.
I knew we'd be talking herb, but not this year.
I know. When Anthony said 12 pounds of flour, I was like, that's like street value 250 grand or something.
Oh,
like
shit.
That.
If I had like that much coke... be amazing.
I meant flour like weed flour.
Oh,
yes,
no.
You have that much coke. 12 pounds of flour, 8 pounds of booger sugar. I'm ready to rock. I'm going to finish 100 screenplays.
So it's the 420 episode. Let's talk. Horatio keeps popping out.
I love Horatio. I love what's this?
You know, I guess I'm a tech, you know, I'm a tech geek and I got to get it perfect. I don't get it perfect. I freak out.
You know this means he's coming back with like a weird prop or a costume.
That'd be amazing.
I don't have a desk, so I'm making a... I have a tripod in front of me.
I have a tripod in front of me, too.
How do you not have a desk?
I just never use it. I have it downstairs. I have like a guest room office. I just never use it.
When you have to sign a piece of paper, where do you do it?
Look at my pot dresser.
Dude, we can't see you. Do I have to...
The reason we're laughing is because your video is off.
There he is.
Hey, marijuana.
All right.
How's this angle, Tony?
It's pretty good there. It's pretty good. Listen to me. Horatio, there's still a chance that I could win the election. Give me a chance. Excuse me.
I'm Governor Cuomo. All right? You know, we want 40,000 ventilators, and then you get 50 ventilators. It's not going to work out.
I was the one who said Medicare for all before anybody else said it. Judge Judy, is that Dr. Fauci or Judge Judy?
This is Dr. Fauci. listen to me. Listen to me only. That's all I can say.
A lot of people are asking me, how come I know so much about infectious disease? Hey, I love it. What can you say?
The president has done an incredible job as the vice president in charge of this COVID crisis. I credit President Trump with all. Mr. President, you've done so much.
Oh, why, thank you, Pencey. I appreciate your help, Pencey. You're killing it out there. You're going mano a mano, the Spanish word for fighting a virus. Killing it, Pence.
It's me, Bizarro Bernie Sanders. I believe everyone should die and not have health care. And everyone should pay for everything. I love capitalism.
Bizarro Bernie Sanders, are you going to drop out of the race?
Yes, I already dropped out. In fact, I never ran. I support Hillary Clinton 110%. I also love square donuts.
Do square donuts have a hole in the middle?
Nope. Square donuts are completely solid. No hole. In fact, they have a triangle coming out of them.
Do croissants have holes in them? What has holes in them in your world that are foods?
Foods that have holes in them would be solid.
It seems like all other foods would have a hole in the middle, except for donuts.
No, pizza. Pizza has a hole in the middle. Steak, a delicious steak. A mashed potato has a hole in the middle.
Wait. This fascinates me. As you're like dumping out mashed potatoes into a plate, does it just naturally form a hole?
Yes, everything that is solid that would not have a hole in our reality forms a small event horizon and a black hole forms. And then time slows, so you never finish a meal. The closer you get to the center of the meal, the closer you get to the event horizon, and then you're stuck forever in time.
And does that go ahead.
Hold on. I'm treating a COVID patient right next to me, and he's on the gurney. It's not doing so well.
Can you not treat him so close to the mic?
I'm intubating him. I'm intubating and then unintubating him over and over again. I'm flushing him out like a toilet snake.
I hear in the pandemic you guys are running through Bundt cake pans in your world because that's the best way to cook with a hole in the middle.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yes, there's a shortage of Bundt cake wheels. There's also, here's the strange thing, there's shortages of fresh vegetables and shortages of hand cloths to wipe your asshole with. But there's tons of toilet paper.
Is there more toilet paper than usual?
There's, in fact, yes, we're experiencing spontaneous manifestations of toilet paper that scientists cannot explain. Ernie. It's Ernie in this universe.
Okay. Ernie Sanders.
Yes.
You just mentioned something that I forgot already, but
sure.
Thank you for the question.
This is exactly the kind of question I want.
We cut back to the LA Times when Horatio is arriving. Hey, you blew your time on camera with the question. What was going on there, Horatio? That was your time. Everybody gets one time with the Bizarro president.
That was my time to shine. I got so high, I couldn't even think of a word.
Horatio, it was $28,000 a ticket to get into that dinner with Bizarro Ernie Sanders. And you were like, I just want to ask one question. And you saved up all your money. And then that's what happens, bud?
Yeah, you also shoved a person out of the way right before you did.
Right out of their wheelchair onto the floor so you can grab the mic.
Right. Yeah. The Asian guy. You know what? He asked two questions already. So you guys remember.
Well, he was the guy you shoved in the wheelchair is how I remember.
Well, it's a wheelchair. I pushed it, moved it a little bit out of the way. Because
and that hit the Asian guy. The wheelchair hit the Asian guy.
And then when I got up to the question, everybody applauded for about 15 seconds. And then I was like, oh, my God, I forgot what I was going to ask him about.
You think that was applause?
Didn't do me any favors. That was it applause? Yeah, man. That felt like a great applause.
When you stood up and forgot your question, you thought everybody applauded?
Yeah. I know it's something about Bernie Sanders, what he was eating.
What's Ernie Sanders? You were clearly not in the press conference.
I thought it was a Bernie Sanders benefit.
Why do I have a visual of
Bernie Sanders up there?
Can somebody help me off the floor? I'm still out of my wheelchair.
Oh my God.
Could you help me up?
Come on up.
Come on up. Don't invite me back to my own wheelchair. This isn't set. Don't invite me to set. Come on up. Hey, I gotcha. Ah, that's a kind of Greek. Come on up. Okay, now I'm up. Oh, boy.
He's up. It's fine.
That's right, except this Asian guy, he's still stuck under my wheel.
Oh, no.
Marijuana. So, Horatio, our listeners can't see what's behind you. Do you have a Spider-Man flag?
No, it's even stupider. It's a Spider-Man blanket.
Why is it that I use?
Yeah, you know, it's like my guest blanket. If like anyone comes and stays at my house, I usually give them that blanket. It's a nice. It's an old Spider-Man blanket. And then just my doors.
You're about to say it's nice. Why is that the nicest thing you have to offer your guests? You're like, it's really nice. It's a really nice Spider-Man blanket.
I could use my tortilla blanket.
Oh, Jesus.
That looked way grosser at first. I thought that was a white blanket covered in like rust and cigarette smoke and blood and cum.
But yeah, it was that's just what a tortilla. I did an Instagram with Sheer, and people thought, "What the fuck is that room? Where are you? Like, is that a dungeon where you keep fucking people you kill?"
There it is.
Yeah, this is a Spider-Man blanket.
This is still a podcast, Horatio.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So all the things you're holding up to camera and stuff aren't really landing.
Let's show people more stuff.
We're zooming.
This is going to be on Netflix.
We are zooming.
We're zooming. So we got this is the studio, the High and Mighty studio. All of you. All of you guys have been in here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With my newly additioned volcano, which I'm very excited about. And currently ripping some THC design purple punch.
Oh, very nice.
In a balloon, which has been very delicious.
Well, this is my office. There's Spock mind melding with Nixon, and Nixon's head is frying. And
honestly, Anthony, if I had to guess a piece of art that would define a person's personality, it might be that picture you just referenced.
Yeah, that's it.
Can you fry someone's head with a mind melt, though?
The Horda almost fried Spock's brain. Remember when he was like, "Pain!" That was pretty bad. And then also when Katra was in McCoy and at the end of three, and they had to transfer Katra's the Grand Dame, the Vulcan leader woman. She could have lost her mind doing that.
Okay, let's have her. Let's have her. You be her for a second, and you're just working with one of your assistants on how to do this whole mind meld and hurt people. I'm a little uncomfortable with doing this.
Psy-talk, you should not be expressing discomfort at all. Your Vulcan training would remove all emotion. I presume that you mean that you are not prepared for the Katra ceremony.
I am sorry that my Earth Mother side of me is peeking through in this moment.
It's one of the reasons we didn't want half-breeds on the High Council of the Vulcan priests. Half-breeds are prone to emotion. Look at what Sarek's son Spock did, joining Starfleet and abandoning his Vulcan training.
Well, I am a Spock fan, but I don't need to talk about that because being a fan of someone shows emotion. But I'm ready for the mind meld experiment.
This is the transfer of the Katra site talk. So what we shall do, we shall take this young youngling. Yeah. Oh, my God. No. 60 years of training and I just started laughing. Oh, God. Fuck. You got to be fucking kidding me.
It was a funny. It was
sorry.
A funny misspoken word. You must
thank
admit.
You.
I
please
won't
tell
anyone.
Don't tell anyone, Psy-talk. So you take the young youngling and you are going to remove their
what is the
Katra.
Youngling's name? What is your name, youngling?
Youngling, respond to Psy-talk. Yes. Do I see any other younglings in this room? I say logically and without anger.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, that's me. I'm youngling. What was your question? I got my fingers jammed in the Prosper salute and I was unable to get them out. So
what's your name, youngling?
I was distracted.
Yes. Do not express impatience, Psy-talk.
What is your name, youngling? Answer in your
youngling?
Own due time.
I apologize. I am experiencing lag in listening currently due to some brain formality issues. My name, of course, is Ron John.
Ron John of the Ranjano Talks, one of the original families to discover Earth humans in the 22nd Earth century.
Mm. That's correct. We opened a surf shop in Cocoa Beach, Florida.
Ron Chuck's great-great-great-great-grandfather, Don Ron Chuck, Katra. And as we know, Don Ron Chuck was also recorded the famous Vulcan tomb, Tiny Cubes, one of the famous...
Oh, yes. Tiny cubes in the larger block.
Tiny cubes in the larger block.
All form a larger cube.
Well,
I love that logical progression of cubes.
Huh? What?
Does anyone else find it confusing that one of us knows way more about the world we're currently living than the rest of us?
Well, I'm a high priestess. Arguably, of course I do.
Arguably a dangerous amount of knowledge, Dense.
There no amount of logic or knowledge can be dangerous, but we shall free your grandfather, great-great-grandfather's Katra, Don Ronchuk, from you and transfer it into this lifeless body, and we shall do it now, and Psytok shall perform the ceremony. There we go.
Hello, this is Pussy Stash. Reporting for duty.
Ah, finally, Pussy Spaz is here.
Hey, good to see you, Ron Don.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with his role in the ceremony. This is all new to me.
Jim Pussy Spaz is a rogue Earth homeless man who spends his time camping around the grounds of Vulcan. He's a fun figure. We all enjoy him.
I'll call you for a Quantrac.
There you go. Any takers? How about you suck? Want to suck my pointy Vulcan clip? What do you think of that?
Hey, man, I'm game if you are.
Here we go.
Is this a test of my emotion to shock me? I am not shocked.
Yes.
I am not shocked. I don't find this to be absurd.
Fuck my clip.
I know this is a test. I am not aroused by this. I'm not shocked. I'm not confused.
Perform the ceremony now, Psytok.
This is not logical. There's so many things not logical about this.
Oh, God, I just creamed a fucking key lime pie in my pants.
All right. Well, where's the dough?
I left my change purse in the other room.
Don't give me that shit again, man.
I'm laughing so hard I am snotting out of my nose. What is this feeling?
Psytok, this is all part of the challenge.
That reminds me of a story. All right, here's an old story. Way back Chicago days, when I was first going to open mics at this place called the Ritz, Andy Dick and Dino were on stage doing a bit, and their bit was, "Hey guys, we're all fans of Monty Python, right? Yay. Well, we're going to do our favorite Monty Python sketch, the dead parrot sketch. You guys all remember that." And the crowd's like, "Yeah." So they get like two lines into the scene. "I've come to return my dead parrot." And Andy Dick starts laughing and just can't at the scene. Like, this scene's so funny. And starts laughing. And then Dino starts laughing. And they're both laughing. They start to keep trying to do the sketch, but start keep laughing. And then the bit becomes them snotting out of their nose that they're laughing so hard. So first Andy Dick is snotting out of his nose. And you know how both of those guys will go for it. And then at the end, they're just like violently fucking snotting out of there. And it's like, so it goes from the audience kind of like laughing with the Monty Python sketch to laughing at the postmodern take of laughing at it to being angry at these guys literally snotting on them from the stage.
That's just one of the great bits we lose after this.
Yeah, snotting from G.G. Allen would not go over these days.
Yeah, that was B.C. That was before COVID.
Before COVID. It's the new B.C.
Let's have someone break in the news to G.G. Allen.
Hey, G.G., can I come in for a sec? Huh?
Oh, yeah, man. Come on. Fuck.
Okay.
Yeah, come on in.
Yeah.
Are you looking for G.G.?
G.G. Allen?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. Yeah, I know,
G.G., you want me to leave? I'm part of the scum fucks. Do you want me to leave while this guy's here? You want me to hang?
No, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, G.G. doesn't give a fuck about anything. What's up, man? What are you here to tell G.G.?
Yeah, the club owner told me I had to come in and tell you guys you can't do any pissing or spitting or snotting or shitting anymore during this show.
talking about, man? What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you guys
go tell Picasso. News? Oh, I love your art, but you can't do any painting.
Right. Well, if painting transmitted a deadly virus, then I'd have to tell Picasso that, and that's what's going on. And you know, the fact that we're even open after the shelter in place order and doing a show, we're already breaking a lot of rules. We're being pretty punk, and you know,
people are standing 6 inches away, just like the governor said.
It's six feet. Six feet.
I thought the temperatures that we provided for you were adequate.
Yeah,
we obviously have no fever.
Yeah, no fever.
No, I know.
Quarantined together for the last 12 days.
Okay, well, that's 2 days short. It's 2 days short of the quarantine time.
He shit on the green room floor to prove he didn't have diarrhea, and his shits are solid.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, guys. People are going to be pretty freaked out in the audience. And that was BC. That was before COVID. It's this new cool term I'm coining.
right.
And so it's like now we're in like AC after COVID.
Right.
So it's AC BC.
I see your shirt. Yeah,
yeah, it's cool. I will put two beer bottles in my back pockets and then jump off the roof of this place on my ass. And I want someone there to take a blood sample. And if I ain't got fucking COVID, then we're going on tonight.
They don't have an antibody
test. That sounds reasonable.
Well, Gigi, they don't have an antibody test, so it wouldn't matter. They can't test your blood for anything, okay? That's just the reality. They don't have the antibody test yet.
What do you expect us to do out there for an hour? An hour set with he's not pissing, shitting, or bleeding, or spitting.
You know what? Why don't you come with me to the ER where I'm working 12-hour shifts treating fucking people in hallways and watching grandmothers die because we can't share a respirator.
And work at the ER?
Yeah,
I do admire that.
Marijuana. I like marijuana, but you like marijuana. We like marijuana.
There used to be another guy at the open mics. I can't remember his name, but he had a Teddy Ruxpin doll. And I guess the unique thing about the Teddy Ruxpin doll was you could take out the cassette or whatever the fuck was in it that played his voice, and you could record over it. And so he did that. And he, as you might guess, he just recorded, "Hey, I want to fucking suck some dick. Everybody give me some heroin. Where's some cocaine?" Just you know, awful, offensive stuff like that. And it would kill every fucking time. So he would go up and he would do, but that was only like, you know, a 2-minute bit at most. So he would go up and do his 5 minutes and bomb for 3 minutes and then do that and kill every fucking time. But it went on for like a year. And it got annoying to people who would follow him, like, "Motherfucker, with your Teddy, you're not funny at all, but you're going to have this really offensive Teddy Ruxpin." I'm basically following offensive Teddy Ruxpin doll, not you.
Right.
He never made it, I don't think. I don't have a follow-up to that story.
I was going
to
say, don't talk about Walsh like that.
Hey, Matt? Matt? Yeah. Yeah. Matt Walsh? Mm. Okay.
That's me. Yes. You looking at Matt Walsh? Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I was just over here laughing so hard my eyes were tearing.
Hey, so and I know that Teddy Ruxpin thing's pretty funny, but we're gonna
Did you hear the Teddy Ruxpin was saying all those curse words?
Yeah.
That's not what a Teddy's supposed to say.
I know. It's just I have to follow you like every week, and it's kind of hard because, you know, you're sort of playing the same tape, it's the same bit, it's starting to bring the room down a little bit, like it's not as funny as it was.
You want to suck my dick?
Okay.
Give me some cocaine.
Yeah, I know that. I know it.
That's funny. He's asking for cocaine. That's fucking funny, man.
I mean, it was pretty funny. And now, you okay? What's that cough?
I don't know.
Dry cough.
I went to the grocery store today. for like 2.5 hours and kind of just hung out there.
We cut to the grocery store.
Hey, man, you got to we're asking people just to get their stuff and leave.
Do you know if the black beans have less carbs?
Hold on a second. I'm blowing my nose, honey.
I know.
Please do that into a handkerchief and not into just the aisle?
All right. What can I do for you?
Those are dishcloths. You need to buy that now. You just blew your nose into a dishcloth.
You work here?
Yeah, I work
here. Which one of you guys works here?
Oh, my God, sir. Please, into your elbow.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Do you have any? You got any sumo citrus oranges?
Sumo Nick citrus Nolte. Oranges?
Holy shit, Nick Nolte's at Gelson's.
That's me, Nick Nolte, motherfucker. I was just in the Mandalorian. You and I worked together, you idiot.
I don't know who you are. I want to get a grocery store.
Okay.
With people.
Okay.
This guy just comes in here and sits around for 2.5 hours and didn't buy anything.
Yeah, I know all about it. Trust me, I was in the
Nick.
Well, I was looking in the discount DVD. Could you blow your nose on my sleeve? Here's my sleeve. Blow your nose on it. I was looking at the discount DVD rack for I Love Trouble, which is I was in with that whore from the movie Pretty Woman.
Yeah, I remember that one. You guys played reporters or something.
Yeah, we were two crack reporters.
Hey, you guys, people are trying to get into the store to get supplies, you know, so it's like choose your eye. It's not literally a hangout place.
I'm wondering if pinto beans, it's me, Matt Walsh. I'm wondering if pinto beans or black beans have more carbs.
I know. You're the Teddy Ruxpin guy. You do that funny bit with that fucking Teddy Ruxpin. That goddamn bear does cocaine and says fuck a lot. It's pretty fucking funny.
Oh, you mean this Teddy Ruxpin?
We cut to Matt Walsh, Nick Nolte, and the Teddy Ruxpin doll in his Malibu house on the beach.
You can flop anywhere you want, Matt. Okay, some dick for some crap. Holy shit. That's my voice. When did I record that? In the car on the way back? I don't remember. I black out because of all my
record
shots.
You press this button right here. I like to do crap, guys.
It's me, Michael Douglas. I got pussy cancer in my throat again. Hey, Michael, hey, how are you? You eat pussy? You got more pussy cancer?
Yeah. I couldn't stop eating that pussy, so fuck, I got the fucking cancer again.
Well, it's good, because I wanted to play this last audio tape of Jack Klugman after his fucking throat surgery. I thought we could all listen to it together.
It's too close, but I love it. Let's hear it.
Let's put it in the Teddy Ruxpin.
Hey, buddy. How you doing? How you doing?
All right. Hey. Hey, Matt Walsh. So what's the deal? Are we just going to all record different things in your Teddy fucking Ruxpin? You're going to crash here in my Malibu house. You better pay some fucking rent if you're gonna do that, you motherfucker.
Jack, get back in your bed, Jack, please.
Is that Jack Nicholson?
I'm talking for you.
I want to record
as
a little
Klugman,
something.
Mr. Klugman.
It's the President of the United States. Holy shit, it's Donald Trump.
I haven't laughed this hard since I was 17. I don't even understand what's going on. It was frozen for a minute, and I was laughing as hard as I was for the minute when it wasn't frozen.
So the last humans I saw before, I haven't seen anyone but my family, were you two, Horatio Gabrus.
That's what I was about to say. Friday the 13th was the last thing, physical thing I did, was hang out with you and Rush.
Yeah, so let's plug that show now. We're it's live as we speak.
Oh, really?
But the public won't know that till this show comes out, maybe.
Okay, that's smart.
But is that, are you being sarcastic?
No, I think we should wait
till
like 4:20.
That sounded on the line.
I'm not putting up with it.
I got Matt Besser disease. You can't tell if I'm being sarcastic.
I just heard an echo.
Oh my god.
The podcast.
So Smoke Me Up is our new podcast that's going to be on not this network, Earwolf, but on Starburns. I pitched it to Earwolf. You guys said no. I'm sorry. So we took it over to Starburns. I guess they can't have weed commercials, advertisements on Stitcher. But
what?
I don't have to say about that. But we have, Anthony, we're going to have this. We have this. We've already put eight in the can. It seems weird because Ada, it's going to seem like we're these cavalier guys who don't give a shit about social distancing for 8 weeks. Yeah.
It's all us sharing joints and pipes and shit.
Like. And also, like, we're not even aware what's going on in society for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
You guys are just not affected.
I'll tell you, getting weed in New York is like, at least you guys have the dispensaries open as you know, per essential, it being an essential business. New York, you're sort of like, what you had before is kind of what you got, unless you want to really get in someone's car.
Can I tell you, the shoe store, like the shoe repair.
I don't want to risk my shit.
The shoe repair store at the bottom of my hill is
the open, cobbler
is open right now.
Yeah. What?
So let's do a scene right now of asking that guy why he's open.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What can I do for you today? Do you need shoe repair, shoe sizing?
No, I was just curious. I was walking by and I kind of couldn't believe that you were open. And so I thought
essential.
I would. I don't really think being a cobbler is essential. I mean, that's sort of.
Footwear was one of the biggest advancements human civilization made when it did, right?
Sure, but if you think about it, this is why I came in, is that most people, I mean, I happen to be out walking my dog, which I have to do, but I'm going to return right back to my house because I'm a responsible citizen, but I don't really wear my shoes in the house. Oh, stop it. Stop it, Simon. I'm sorry. My dog backwards barks. So it's sort of like the end of its bark starts out and then it kind of, it's a little disturbing. I apologize.
I noticed the sound came out of its asshole.
My backward barks. I just mean that it farts horrifically loudly. Sorry. I guess that's like our home term for it.
Sometimes when a dog has a small tail, its asshole is completely visible.
Yes, that's not sometimes. Most of the time, all of the time.
Hey, excuse me, are you in line? Because I'm trying to stand 6 feet away. Are you moving forward here?
Okay. It's a cobbler. It's essential. Kiss.
No, please. No. I'm not kissing. No. First stop. No. Hey, no. Yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo. No homo. No homo.
Are you? Hey, that offends me. Are you in line, sir?
Sorry. I'm a white.
I'm not in line. I own the place.
No, I know. I'm asking the other guy.
He's talking to me.
Oh, that makes more sense.
I'm a proud boy. I was going to come in here and burn this place down. But instead, I got curious about what's open. I just wanted to make my last point to you, Giuseppe, which is that you don't wear shoes in the house. So, like, why the fuck would we need a cobbler right now?
You are barefoot in your house like some sort of peasant. I wear loafers, Italian loafers. I call them loafers in my house.
We cut to another, just a completely other family who the father of the family, his right shoe has just blown out, isn't completely unusable.
Ah, fuck.
What's wrong, Papa?
Oh, my shoe.
Oh,
my shoe's given away.
It looks ruined. Your whole, the right side of your right shoe. Papa.
Yes, but we can go to a cobbler. A
cobbler can restitch the leather and it could be as good as new.
It's not worth the risk.
No, come in, come in. We're open. I'm just receiving a charity check from GoFundMe for being an essential frontline worker. Yes, how can I help you, sir?
It is my papa.
Can my daughter go deliver a shoe to you?
Yes, your daughter may deliver a shoe to me, of course.
Go on, Ingrid. Go inside.
Okay, come. Can I enter your store?
Of course you can. Please, come on in.
I have my father's right shoe. He will remain outside the store.
You tied him to the parking meter like that? He's fine?
It's for safety, sir. Please. We shouldn't even be out.
I have diabetes.
Please, sir, take our right shoe. We need it. We need it, please.
Okay. Yes. We
have diabetes, so please make it a little, you know, give it a little extra.
We see a meter maid with a mask on and gloves and like a hairnet walk up and start ticketing the father tied up to the meter out front.
Oh, give me a break.
Sorry, sir. No one put money in this meter and you're tied up to it.
I know, I'm tied up to it. It's the pandemic. Don't spread any germs.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. You diabetic freak. Here's a $200 ticket. Why don't you get healthy for God's sake?
The daughter comes out 5 minutes later, and there's one of those.
The meter maid is beating the father with a nightstick.
Ow! Ow! Ugh!
Take that.
We see that the meter maid has put one of those car boots on the right foot where the missing shoe had been. Father, what is that? It looks like you have a robot foot.
Huh?
Papa, they put a car boot on your foot.
Well, you don't worry about this guy hitting me over and over with a billy club?
Yes.
Where's my shoe? This is a boot.
Father, we never should have left the apartment. You just should have gone barefoot for a week.
You're right.
It's too late.
Right. Fuck that.
We cut to 2.5 weeks later, and his father's in the hallway of a fucking hospital, separated from his son. His son's just at home, hasn't heard from him in 2 weeks, and he's lying there, and they're pulling the respirator out. No, sir, let go of it. You have to let go of it. Let go of the fucking tube, sir. You had diabetes. You wasted your life. You wasted your life eating sugar. Fuck you. Fuck you. You selfish fuck.
Hey, Ian. This isn't CBGB.
I'm sorry.
You get energy for your punk club.
I'm
you're
sorry.
A PR doctor.
You're right. Oh wow.
Try taking my fucking tube out. Just try it.
The uneditable Horatio Sands.
I feel like I'm so glad to fucking joke about this thing because it's so fucked up.
I know.
I just feel like, come on, like that's what everyone's afraid of. Everyone's afraid of being in that fucking hallway alone. And that's it. Everybody sits there and has that thought in their day. They go, man, I could get bit by this shit and just be in a hallway. And someone's like, nope, not you. You don't get the respirator because that's what's going to happen. It'll take one look at you and they're going to go, no way. No fucking way.
Sorry, this person here is a fucking Afghani, a war vet, and you are a podcast.
Yes. Exactly.
Yoink right out of my mouth. Fucking start me like a lawnmower.
I just know that, you know, they'd eugenic me right out of there.
The same way that I'm the first one to get told to leave the lobby when it's time to go see the movie and there's 200 people out there. It's that whatever that is, I'm going to be the first guy not to get the ventilator.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Sir, it's time for you to go into the movie. It's like, all right, I'm not the only one.
How deep is your hide at home? That's just my question. Just talking to you guys and having not seen any of you is how at home are you? Like, is there... Is there any sort of like I've had to go out just because I realized one essential thing I didn't get, or has everything been delivered? Are you completely at home?
I went to the grocery store in the first day. The first day was talk about darkly funny. Was that's when people were acting really crazy.
Yeah.
In the grocery store, and they hadn't thought of things like letting people in a few at a time or whatever yet. And people were doing crazy hoarding stuff. And it's kind of funny what people choose. Like some people are, I'm trying to go through being logical. Yeah. And this one woman had, Horatio would have this, but she had like cases of soda pop. At least four cases of 24 packs of soda pop.
Jesus Christ. It's like,
that's heavy. Like, you need to walk away from the store at some point.
I got like,
at the West Hollywood grocery store by me, we went in there, and the thing that was missing on day one and hasn't been back yet is cold brew. You just can't find cold
brew.
And it's really funny. It's like, I guess I'll just make it, you know, like anyone can just make it. But there go people are going fucking ape shit.
Yeah.
Well, I've been to the weed store last week. I was wearing gloves. If I go anywhere, like today I went to 7-Eleven.
Do you have a glove over your mouth?
And I worked three gloves over my mouth. My hands and one over my mouth. Because you know I used to do that Howie shit long time ago.
Howie Mandel, that Howie shit.
You know, I've been doing the Howie shit.
Hold on, we cut to the front door of Howie Mandel. Ding dong. Ding dong. Howie, I know you're in there.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't hear you. I had a rubber glove over my ears.
Yeah, that's why I'm here, actually. Hey, man, you know who this is? This is Barney. I used to supply you with the rubber gloves in the 80s.
Oh, what's up, Barney? Yeah, I remember. We used to have a face-to-face relationship.
Yeah, well, exactly. Can you just crack the door? Can you crack the door so I can talk to you?
Yeah, sure. Just make sure you pump yourself with the hand sanitizer and stuff that's outside, okay?
Wow, that's the biggest hand sanitizer. I thought this was like a water tank. Okay. Oh, fuck. It's on my arm.
Step into this room. You'll be misted in a bunch of different directions. All right. And in here, you're now sealed in with me for the time being. What can I do for you, Barney?
Hey, I don't know if you've seen, but on the news, they're asking hospitals are low in supplies of certain items. And in general, gloves is one of those items that people are asking for. And I know about all those crates that I delivered to this mansion back in the 80s. And I can't imagine you've used them all. I mean, that was crate upon crate. And I was thinking you could give those away.
I'm a germaphobe, and the glove is a big part of my act. So I've been going through. Yeah, it still is. Have you not watched any episodes of America's Got Talent or whatever show I'm on?
I guess not enough. You still find a way to put it over your head and blow it up with your nostrils?
Yeah, I'll put the glove on my head. I'll blow it up with my nostrils. I'll put it on my foot and be like, who's got foot mouth disease? And people are like, what do you mean mouth? And I'll do stuff like that. I'll wear gloves to jerk off so it feels like I'm getting a tug job from a nurse. You know, I'll just do things. So I'm burning through a lot of gloves.
From a nurse in particular.
Oh, yeah. You know,
not even a dishwasher or just a stranger.
Ooh, I didn't even think of that. I guess if I threw a dishwashing glove on, that could work. I used to jerk off with a catcher's mitt and pretend I was Joe Girardi.
You mean the other person was?
Yeah, I would pretend that the person. No, I would pretend I was Joe Girardi getting jerked off by my then wife with my own catcher's mitt.
Wow. Well, anyway, Howie, just maybe a crate or two. I could deliver it to Cedars right now. I mean, that's like a couple of miles away.
Yeah, sure. You wanna come out back? Just so you know, my backyard has been rebuilt to look like Bobby's World.
I don't know that reference well. So
it's a cartoon show that I voiced for two seasons in the mid-90s.
Okay.
Not a lot of episodes, but I think it was like, you know, any port in the storm for any kid that was 14 at the time.
Did that character use rubber gloves?
No, but I wore rubber gloves when I recorded the voiceover. Mm-hmm. And I put a glove over the mic. No glove, no love. That's what I always say. I got a crate somewhere here. Watch out for the statue of my mom from Minnesota with the orange hair. And all right. Here we go. Barney, here's some a
deep knowledge about you. I had no idea.
I have some gloves. I have some C4, some thermite.
Whoa. I've never seen so many types of gloves. I thought there was only one basic kind of rubber glove.
No, I got a lot of gloves. I got Michael Jackson gloves. This is a big box of Freddy Krueger gloves. I don't know if those will help a doctor.
No.
But I got maybe a surgeon.
Cut to two doctors opening up a box at a hospital in New York.
We finally got some fucking gloves, some support.
Took long enough. Forget about it.
Let me get the box cutter. Open this shit up.
Yeah, 9/11. They don't let you have a box cutter anymore. 9/11, no more box cutters.
Never forget.
Fucking those towers went down.
I got a slice on Fulton Street on September 12th at 7 a.m. You can't fucking stop me.
You were the first one to eat in New York.
Let me tell you something. September 10th, I saw a Jewish guy getting a slice. He said, don't go into work tomorrow. Said, don't go into work tomorrow. And I fucking didn't. Survived.
9/11.
I used to work at
Cantor Fitzgerald, but then I got my medical degree after.
Hey, my dad was that fucking cook that took a header off the building and they had a picture in Time.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Beautiful picture.
I have that picture framed in my house and I didn't even know who the guy was.
Anyway, let's take a look, see into this box and see what's happening.
All right, rip it open. What is this guy doing putting this freak Petals glove in here? Whoa, we're going to molest the patients with this shit?
What is this, a glove full of Vaseline? What is this, Curly from a Mice and Men's glove?
What's this one with three fingers? A fucking Mickey Mouse?
Hey, look at this. I'm a Kruger over here. Welcome to your nightmare, bitch.
This ain't gonna do shit for us. Take it out.
Get it out of here. Get it out of here.
Nintendo Power Glove, for fuck's sake. This thing ain't CDC certified.
That's pretty cool, though.
It's going at home next to my framed picture, Ed Koch. I got David Dinkins, Ed Koch, and Matt Hurley framed photographs over my mantle.
Never forget. All of them died in 9/11. That's right.
It's fucked up that they called for relief after the second tower was hit. Mariano ran out there.
Wait, Tower 2 called for relief? Mariano ran out.
They played Enter Sandman.
Yeah. He ran right into the building and then it collapsed. They said, there's Mario Rivera running in the tower, too. We don't know what the hell he's doing. Oh, and that tower's going down, and it's a big, billowy mess. A lot of smoke, a lot of bodies crushed in there. We're going to be breathing bone
for the next
week.
Catch a close-up of him just pitching mad fast, just faster than he's ever pitched before. Fastballs knocking bricks out of the air, but it's hard to keep up with gravity and the force of an entire skyscraper falling down. But he keeps up. Poof, 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 poof. 10th inning. 11th inning, 12th inning. Crushed.
Hey, is there anybody in here? Is there anybody else in this rubble? Yeah, hello?
It's me.
Mariano Rivera?
Yeah, help me.
Fuck you, man. Help me. I'm trapped under my fucking office pool secretary. She's about 400 fucking pounds. She's heavier than the goddamn steel beam.
We see Derek Jeter making his way through the smoke, and the smoke is actually parting for Derek Jeter.
Jeter's walking through the smoke. You see in the background, it's like a fleet of 25-year-old women holding gift baskets.
Holy shit. Fucking Jeter. Guys, what happened? What happened? I was at my desk. Next thing you know, we start dropping. What happened?
You guys all right?
The Jeter groupies swarm over all the infrastructure, making it disappear and freeing all the
Jeter
survivors.
Girls, help them out.
Whoa.
Jeter girls, help them out.
That's fine, Captain.
Mario, what's up, man? Come over here, dude. Oh, no, man.
It's bad. It's bad, Jeets. It's bad, baby.
You want me to say something to your lady?
Yeah. I know what that means. You fucked me up big time at that Christmas party. You know, my lady's my wife and the mother of my children.
I know that, man.
Come on, to the next day where Mariano has passed away and Jeter is at the front door delivering the news with a folded Yankees jersey in his hands.
Hello, Donna.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
Hello.
These are my assistants, the Jeterettes.
Yeah, have you seen Mariano?
It's me, Rachel Bilson.
We tried.
It's been a rough day, you know? I mean, everything's still on fire. I just want to know where Mariano is.
Have you heard anything that happened?
Well, yeah, I mean, America's under attack.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's
and I tough. Saw Mariano ran into the tower, but nobody said nothing since.
He died, man.
They try to, the Jeter girl is swarming her and try to comfort her, but it doesn't work. And Jeter knows there's only one thing to do. They start making out as she weeps.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Give her a basket.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Give her a basket. Sorry.
Now we see Jeter moving through the streets of New York, helping. And guys like him, too. It's not, you know, guys are making out with him because he's amazing. Hall of Fame, yeah. First. Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Never forget, everybody.
Respect. Yeah. Number two.
I love you, Jeter.
Yo, I'm a fireman.
I'm a fireman, Jeter.
All right. Get your tongue in my mouth, fool. All right.
I'm a garbage man.
All right.
I hope
everybody gets. All right, is that it? Now can we get over 9/11?
I'm a Mets fan. So,
son of a bitch.
I want to thank Derek Jeter, who yesterday healed a country and healed a city. And I'm giving him this special golden glove and a one-way ticket to Bizarro America. I mean, a round-trip ticket. Sorry, round-trip ticket for him to take a visit. It's a $39,000 value ticket. Thank you, Derek, for saving us and making us forget about 9/11. Big waste of time crying over the spilt milk. It's time to kick some ass. Finally, an excuse to kill Muslims. Right, Derek? Give a speech.
What? No. Hold up. What? No.
What?
I'm just saying I did what I could. I'm glad to receive this Medal of Honor for this country. I'll kiss a whole bunch of people no matter what happens next.
That's right. No matter what.
Next big thing, no matter what it is, I'm going to lick doorknobs. I'm going to put my asshole on people's car handles.
As time starts passing like the Buck Rogers in the 25th century opening, and time is just clicking forward. 2001, 2002 to 2020, and COVID
is. I'm
going to
lick doorknobs. I'm going to kiss people's shoes.
Hey, Jeter. Hey, you got to stop this endless campaign, man. With this new virus going on, it's just not, people don't like the whole rubbing your essence on everything.
Everybody feels fear and pain.
I know, but you need to stop what you're doing.
I just want to give them unity.
Yeah, you got to get on Zoom and find some way to do all this on Zoom, though. Not going up to, you're going to get shot.
I promised after 9/11.
Doorknobs, your asshole.
I would, I told you after 9/11, every doorknob I see, I'm a, but just plop my asshole right over it.
No, people thought you were being brave and speaking metaphorically and just trying to get everybody, you know, just psyched up and stuff. And that was great. But you have kept your promise. But stop it. You're going to get shot. But he doesn't stop. And we cut to the suburbs of Alabama. Birmingham.
Hey, I'm going to piss on this loader machine.
Wait, what'd you say?
I was pissed on the soda machine, okay? You watch out for the manager.
Yeah, sure. I don't care. All right. All clear.
All right. Yeah, this is a good place, man.
What are you guys doing over there?
Oh, hey, cover it. Cover it up.
What you guys doing over there? We're only supposed to have two people in the store at a time.
We'll pay for it. Don't worry, sir. We got it.
Hey, Derek Jeter.
That's right. That's right.
Ho.
How are you?
Shit. I'll tell you how.
Come over here.
I'm a brave scout. Come over here, let me... motherfucker. You ever seen a shotgun?
Oh, no. You better get out of here, Derek.
You got that.
He runs out.
Holy shit. He still got the fucking wheels. I'm going to put an APB out on Derek Jeter. Yeah, that's right, old boy network. I saw Derek Jeter running down the highway. Stop him, Smokey.
I saw him run plumb through a bar. That's all that's left is his silhouette.
All right, let's end that scene. Final words for stoners out there? We can't be stoners the same way. This 420, we can't gather and pass, a joint. That's for real.
Yeah. Let's talk about this. Is everyone's cannabis consumption? I've always used it as like an anti-anxietal. So I found that like 3 p.m. every day, if I can make it that long, is when today we're recording at noon. So that was a nice treat to start a little earlier. But it's kind of a necessary thing for me these days, exercise and cannabis to try to keep my head from fucking spiraling.
Exercise, cannabis, but I do it probably like 8 o'clock because I got to do the cooking and all the stuff, and it slows everything down. So I just wait till all my Little House on the Prairie duties are done, and then
on our Smoke Me Up podcast, we're actually learning stuff. I'm surprised, but we are. But it's been pointed out to us that strains of cannabis will affect different people different ways. In the way people have gone in the past, like first time I got high, I was way anxious and I'll never get high again. Looking back on that, they could have just gotten the wrong strain for them, and there could be a right strain out there. And I guess I'm going back to what you guys are saying is also cannabis can make people extra anxious and extra paranoid if they get the wrong one,
I know some people right now who I consider pretty heavy duty smokers who are like, I'm going to chill for a little bit right now. Cause my brain's not in the best headspace in this current situation.
No, I mean, what works even better is to just add whiskey to the whole thing.
Says the doctor, says the Surgeon General. What's even better?
I have wine. I have wine with dinner. I don't smoke too much because I find now, this is the most I probably smoked in a while in the sense of I'll take one hit and that's enough anymore. And I get the panics and then I have to take an immediate shit. Every time.
Are you on shrooms?
No, just like shrooms. It's the same thing. It's like this panic in my chest and then just a shelf drops. And I'm I got to shit immediately.
Where do you get weed in New York?
Well, dealers? I have been collecting these every time I go to LA. Yeah. I would buy like 10 of these. So I have about 100 in my office drawer here.
Holy
so
for the listeners, he's talking about little vape cartridges that he's got set up.
So I just got a shit ton of vape cartridges. Yeah. And I have some flour, but I use it sparingly.
Mm-hmm.
Professor. Yes. Here comes the Enterprise. Here comes the Enterprise.
Oh shit. Look at that big old bong. Is that an Enterprise for real? Say something so I can see it better.
Besser, you go up to the corner and put it on gallery view, the right top right corner where it says speaker view currently. Click and drag that to gallery view. And this is how you're going to want to zoom from now on, is in gallery. Much better.
Where you see everybody, right?
Yeah. Sure. Oh, were none of you in that? Yeah, that's why. Way better. We can all see each other now.
Yeah, it's way better.
Wait, where is it again?
It's like Brady Bunch view on the top right corner.
There it says, it is.
It says speaker view. It's right next to the full screen button, like right on the black of the Zoom, the background.
Oh, I see. Do you want me to? I got it now. Now I feel really stupid.
This is much better. Look at my Zoom H6.
That brings up a good topic, though. What's something that you like discovered way late in the game? You're like, push that button and it does that. You know what I mean? Or like something might be on your phone or something.
Or like you don't know.
There's a flashlight on your phone? Like something like, no.
Oh, the leveler on my phone. Took me a long time to learn that there's the leveler and that there was this thing where you can virtually measure, like you can set a point on a wall and then drag it to the other wall and it'll tell you the distance, like the feet. So for measuring for like drapes or shit, building shit, it's great. I found that on my phone. Yeah.
That's cool.
That doesn't seem stupid, though. That's almost
stupid. Just, oh, I'm sorry.
Like you're like.
Yeah, you mean like you're embarrassed that you didn't know that.
Story. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. That was a cool thing, I guess.
You were just showing off.
Yeah. I thought I learned when the number is at the corner of your phone, it could tell you like where your battery's at.
Yeah, that's a pretty interesting one to learn late. That's a great example, Raj. That's exactly the kind of answer Nessar was looking for.
Way further than what I wanted.
2 fucking days ago.
Yeah, that light in the sky is the sun. 2 days ago when your phone went dead. We cut to the phone store. And what's the problem, Mr. Sons?
This fucking phone, man. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, that's my business, so.
Yeah, this phone is just...
What's the problem with it?
It doesn't give me any kind of alerts to let me know like when it's about to die. Do you want to have an alert programmed,
like an alarm to go off or
no, text like when I'm in the middle of a call. Like if I'm in the middle of a call, it's the phone's about to die. You guys should call me and be like, dude, go charge your phone. Something. Because right now I don't even know when I'm, how long. There is an indicator on the screen,
but we do have some what we call old school guys like you that we do have a calling service, so I can set you up with that. That we will call you anytime.
In my car, I have a gas car still.
Okay, we cut to a week later, and he's signed up for this service of getting a call anytime his phone's running down.
So anyway, I said, fuck this. And I was like, I'm just going to take this old.
Yeah,
I'm
going to give him
the old.
I think someone's on the other line.
Boop. Oh, hold on. How do I answer this?
Hello. This is T-Mobile reminding you that your phone has 4% battery left. Please place phone in a charger.
Did you hear that too? Did you hear that too, hon?
To your satisfaction.
I did hear that.
Thank you. Goodbye.
I guess your phone's running out of batteries. I've never heard anything like that, though.
Fucking Verizon got me for like
$11.99. Verizon? That was T-Mobile.
Oh, what? Is it? I don't know, honey. That's what the guy
just said.
This whole thing's maybe another company
trying to mess with Verizon. It's someone on the other line.
Oh, hello?
Hello, this is Verizon. We are calling to remind you that your phone is at 3%. Thank you for double registering. Two different companies calling you. Verizon. Well,
Verizon gets a call waiting. Verizon has a call on the other line.
You are, oh, hold on. I have to get this call waiting. Yes, hello.
Hi, this is T-Mobile calling to remind you that he is my client, not yours. Hands off, bitch.
Hold. Oh, watch it. There's no reason to use derogatory gender-normative terms.
On our line?
Yeah, the thing is,
you listen.
two.
I double booked this whole thing. So now
I was not saying bitch as in female. I was saying bitch.
Supposedly they're robots, but I don't know.
Ultimately, when you use that term,
arguing over the word dicks
towards women.
I know, this happens all the time now. Yeah, probably.
I didn't know these robot AI.
Okay.
Trying to keep from going under sometimes.
Stop it. Stop doing this.
Same as it ever was. Verizon robot.
Same as it ever was.
Thank you very much. Thank you for alerting me.
It's really hard to have a conversation with them.
I have both of you guys. I have both T-Mobile and Verizon. That's something I'm going to fix tomorrow. This is so crazy. I forgot that we are in an actual quarantine.
Yeah, but I still love you.
I love you too.
I think sex is just as good isolated and distanced. You know, because it's not about the touching. It's about what we really are.
It's like, yeah, mental connections. What I've always.
Do you want to have some sex right now? Like some Zoom sex?
We cut to Verizon and T-Mobile scissoring.
Oh, yes, fucking finally. Yes. My clip. Fuck my clip.
What is happening?
Fuck my clip.
Waiting for
what is going on?
Yes, finally. I am coming.
This is not logical.
Scissoring.
And scene. This has been another 420 Improv for Humans. What are you drinking there? Looks like a beer.
Pepsi, Diet caffeine free.
Gabrus, plug all your. We'll plug Smoke Me Up at the end, but what else is?
High and Mighty and Action Boys still going strong through the quarantine.
There you go.
Action Boys have figured out remote recording. High and Mighty has done the same, and we continue to go on. So every Thursday, get a new High and Mighty. Every Monday, get a new Action Boys. Treat yourself in this quarantine. You said we'll plug Smoke Me Up at the end.
So. Yeah, Anthony, are there any Trump activities? I'm sure you had to shut down all sorts of shit.
Yeah, we shut down the tour. None of that's happening anymore. Nothing's happening anymore. I started a Patreon, The Real Tony. We're going to be doing Coffee with Tony, a podcast and interview show. And John Gimberling and I are coming out with a podcast pretty soon. And you can follow us on Twitch. We're gaming every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Gimberling and I twitching.
What game?
We play Modern Warfare Warzone mostly, but we're going to be moving through different games, sort of some retro stuff, depending on the guest usually. But we had Paul Scheer and Gil Ozeri so far, and I'm sure hopefully all of you guys will jump on if you got an Xbox.
You're not a video game player, are you?
No, not at all. So I haven't really done anything.
Pac-Man?
I learned how to tie a bow tie.
That's awesome.
On this little time off. But other than that, and you know, watching the news every once in a while, but trying not to watch too much.
The news, man. I have a rule in my house. After 8 o'clock, you got to shut that down.
Yes.
No perusing the fucking phone.
No news.
I try to digest the news in like two separate chunks at some point in the morning and some point in the afternoon, and then try not to think about it or look at it.
Yeah.
Outside of that.
The only news I do is I do Trump's voice. I live stream Trump's press conference and I do Trump over him so that I do that on Twitter at Tony Atamanik. Yeah, I do every press conference. I'll do it in like an hour. I'll be doing it.
Awesome.
I missed that. That's on your Instagram.
No, I do it on Twitter Live right now.
Twitter Live.
It's like, I don't know. It's just live streaming from Twitter.
Okay.
And I guess it's partnered with Periscope or something. But I just, it's very cheap setup, but I just do the voice. Love and it. I described the plot of, The Four Seasons by Alan Alda the other day. Just anything. Anything. It doesn't matter.
Great movie.
It is a great movie.
Yeah, I think we're all on Instagram and Twitter at our names, easily looked up, and look and follow us to find out when Smoke Me Up is up. It should be up on 420 So it should be That's up today.
That's a great release day for us.
I can't wait for
this will probably come out 4/16, actually. So okay. Our 4/20
episode. So get
ready. But it's up, guys. Smoke Me Up is up. So go look for it. We'll have links from our social media. I'll have it on a link from MattBester.com. And it's just the kind of podcast you think it would be. We talk about a new strain every week, at least one. The first episode's our last one we recorded, guys. So I don't know if I made that clear to you. But it was the one where we had six strains. So,
the one where all three of us were on.
Right.
Yeah.
So we were aware of COVID. We were shutting it down. But every episode for the next seven will probably be completely unaware of the virus. Maybe that's a good thing, though, right? I don't know.
It'll literally be us sharing joints with strangers at a cannabis speakeasy.
Total assholes.
We'll be airing while we're being crop dusted with vaccines across neighborhoods.
All right. Keep being human.
This is not logical.
This is not logical. This is not logical.
You have passed.
This is not logical.
You have passed.
This is not logical. This is not logical. This is not logical.
You have passed.
This is not logical.
You have passed.
This is not logical.
Fuck. You have passed.
This is not logical.